This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, in the studio right now, I've got Fernando Pino from Please Take Me There charity. He's the founder, may I just say, and fundraiser and runner for the charity, Natasha Evans. Good morning to both
of
you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for coming in today to Cambridge 105 Radio. Now, I'd like to know, I'll start off with you, Fernando, what is Please Take Me There charity?
So we are a very small volunteer-led charity based in Cambridge, in Duxford, and we offer a free transport flights in particular to children and adults with cancer and their families to get access to treatment, to visit family, or to simply get a day away far from the treatment routine. This might sound a bit recreational for some people that never heard about why we do it. The reality is, in the east of England, on average, if a child has cancer, they need to travel 2 hours and a half to get to Adam Brooks, where they get their treatment. So we have children, we work with children that spend 5 hours in a car every day back and forwards to the hospital. So if, for example, you live in a Norwich area, we bring these families on a private aircraft specially prepared for them to Cambridge, and we reduce their time on the road from 5 hours to 40, 50 minutes in the air. And these 4 hours are very important to their lives. It also means that they are focused on the flight rather than focused on the treatment, and that has a huge impact on their well-being.
And as you say, parents as well as the children go with you as well. That's
yes.
And of course, the dynamics here is you have a plane. You're based in Duxford.
Yes.
And you manage your plane and you manage the charity.
Yes.
It's quite a big challenge, isn't it?
I used to say I am the founder. I am the only person that works full-time as a volunteer at the charity. We are 10 volunteers in total. I am the only one that spends 10, 12 hours a day working for it. But the truth is we are very passionate about what we do. We have this small plane that is new. It was leased to us by a very generous donor, which made it all possible. And this aircraft takes a family at a time. It's flown by commercial volunteer pilots, which help us every week, and it makes a huge difference for the lives of the children we transport. They keeps them so happy and motivated, and you should see when they get to the airport, they have the airplane prepared for them with a red carpet, and they feel like, oh, this is all for me, and we make them feel very special. And this is for the treatment side of things, but there is another element of it. Unfortunately, some of the children won't survive, and they are told at certain stages of their treatments that they cannot fly, and that's because their immune systems are quite affected, and they have a high risk of getting an infection, and therefore they are told you cannot fly commercially. And our aircraft suddenly becomes their own only solution. So they can travel to Scotland to see their grandparents. They can go to Disneyland. They can go to Alton Towers. They can go to the seaside. And suddenly we reduce isolation as well for these families. So it's something that most people were not aware that we almost found out by accident. And we've been working very hard since then. And yes, it's just a passion to me. Yeah.
Sounds like you have a lot of empathy as well. What made you start this charity, Fernando?
So I started. We need to go a few years back. Let's go back in time. My brother was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 11. I was 25 back then, and this was the start of a 5 years journey when I realized how hard life for a cancer patient can be. The treatments take years, 3 years long on average. If you have a leukemia, it requires constant traveling. You are not well psychologically and physically. And that was my first contact. Fast forward a few years, here in the UK, I was talking with a few friends and that work for an international charity helping children with cancer in developing countries. And they told me, are you aware that in some countries, 90% of children with cancer are never diagnosed? I wasn't aware of that. And I asked, why? Why is that? Lack of hospitals? Lack of professionals? And they say, yes, but mostly because they can't even afford to get to the hospital. Because these hospitals, in some cases, are days away from their villages. And that was the beginning of the charity. I went to Burma in Myanmar in 2015. And a few months later, I was living there, developing this program. And since then, we helped 3,000 children in Myanmar to get diagnosed and get access to the hospitals. Then, as the program started to develop, one day I was reading a few reports from children with cancer in the UK when I came across with this figure of the fact that children of families, children with cancer in this country need on average £600 per month more to pay for additional costs. And this figure, most of the money goes to transport and parking fees at the hospital. And suddenly I felt like, okay, we are a charity based here in Cambridge. Our children are having these challenges. Let's do something. And that's when we started the program Fly Through Cancer, which is the program that brought the aircraft to Cambridge.
And to Duxford.
Now,
yes. On that note, obviously, from just what you've just been telling us there, you've got to raise a lot of funds to actually keep a plane and the charity again.
Yes.
Now, we're going to be talking to Natasha now, because Natasha found... How did you find this charity? Because it's not as known as it should be, because I think you do amazing things, Fernando,
thank
so
you.
Thank you. But Natasha, how did you stumble upon Fernando?
Fernando actually did a presentation at one of our networking events, and he touched quite a few heartstrings with a lot of people that were there. At the time, I hadn't decided what charity I was going to be running for the London Marathon, which I got a ballot place. And Fernando explained to me how small charities really don't get the required funds. I've run for a couple of big charities over the last 2-3 years, and I just wasn't aware how important, you know, your funds go for the smaller charities. It really goes directly to, obviously, the flights. I think Fernando mentioned that £300 would send one plane up in the air, was that?
Yeah, so you can fly 1 hour, which means that it's a return flight from Norwich to Cambridge. So you can fly two families with £300.
Yeah, so... It doesn't sound a lot, but it is a lot.
It is for us, completely. Yes.
But in the sense that it's doable at the same time. But the likes of Natasha, and I'm sure you've got loads of other people also trying to raise money for you as well. So it's important to get this across, isn't it? You have a website, which of course is...
It's pleasetakemethere.org. Also, pleasetakemethere.org.
And you've got, did you say, how many people working at the charity?
So we don't have full-time workers. We are all volunteers. So there is no money spent on salaries. Not for option, but it's just priorities. We want to help families as much as we can. So we are all giving our time for free. I haven't worked. I haven't received a paycheck for 5 years. And I say it quite proudly. This is something that has a huge impact in my life. And I see the impact that has on the families we are helping. Let me just say that we had people over the years baking cakes, running half marathons or running a marathon. I never had someone doing all together like Natasha.
Oh, brilliant.
Natasha is doing the whole package.
Yeah, you've done that, haven't you?
Brilliant.
Let's talk about your fundraising moments here for Please Take Me There charity. So you're running marathons now, half marathons, and you've got the big one.
Yeah, that'll be my first London Marathon, first full marathon. But I've run the Cambridge Half Marathon a couple of weeks ago. And
that was on Twitter and Facebook, because you dressed up. What did you do just to get this going? Come on.
This was a friend had this idea, and whilst we're running, we often talk about these things, and that sort of stuck. So Fernando's charity, he gives out a Biggles bear to all of the children, and I thought, why not actually go and get a Biggles hat, goggles and a scarf and run in that? And Fernando had given me one of the teddies, so I decided to wear that on my arm as well, just so that people would understand why I was wearing the outfit that I was. I run the half marathon in a Biggles hat, but it was rather hot underneath, shall I say, and I might have to put some holes in it if I'm going to run with it again. But yeah, I certainly got a lot more attention with that, and obviously wearing a vest.
Were there questions asked, running around with a Biggles hat and Biggles wear? I'm sure you did actually bring a lot of attention to the charity.
It was definitely well attended in Cambridge, and a lot of people were shouting a lot of support on the way, calling me a pilot or Biggles or well done. But I had my name on my vest, so and people could see the charity. So yeah, it was nice.
I had people coming to me and saying, I saw the lady wearing this. Is this working for you? And clearly you were noticed.
So, absolutely fantastic, Natasha, and I wish you all the best for the marathon. I want to just go back to the children that you are helping. Have you had some feedback, and have you had some stories post-flying them to destinations?
70% of the children we fly send us photos and drawings and amazing feedback. It's actually moving and keeps us going when we are in trouble in terms of getting more money to keep flying. It's always a challenge managing the requests we receive versus the flights we can actually make. But the children send us drawings of airplanes. This photo, unfortunately, I can't show to the audience, but I'm showing a photo of a child sleeping in a hospital bed
with the Biggles teddy.
With the Biggles teddy. This child, we got a letter from her mum, and on their letter she said, she was admitted to the hospital. She was very poorly. The nurses put a cannula on her arm, and she never let the teddy bear go. And she was always talking about the flight. So this actually proves over and over and over how 30 minutes in the air gives them a different perspective of life, inspires them for a better future without cancer, but ultimately gives them time to do the things they like and saves the family a lot of money.
And on that note, we need to raise more funds. So anyone listening today, we need more generous fundraisers coming in, fundraisers and donations as well for your charity. I'm really impressed. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Fernando Pino, and from the charity Please Take Me There, and fundraiser and runner. And good luck, Natasha Evans, for the marathon.
Thank you.
Just easy, just running the half marathons as and when you want, and then you've got the big one. My goodness, I think you'll be inventing marathons soon and putting more mileage in. But well done, both of you, and thank you for coming
in
today.
Thank you.